You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Welcome to McIntyre's Next Level Podcast, a place for entrepreneurs, leaders, and dreamers to awaken and be activated to their full potential. Are you ready to get out of the boat and experience your next level? Here's your host, Michael McIntyre.
Welcome, everybody.
Michael McIntyre here at the Next Level Podcast. We're excited that you're here. Yes. And listen, I want to talk some business today, some strategy on business. I hope that's okay. I think it's really important to have some good strategy. And I think one of the things that we overlook sometimes is a strategic planning technique. And, you know, you've heard me talk about different things as far as planning, and you know, people don't fail to plan; they just or plan to fail. They fail to plan, right? And so, I think it's really good to have different touch points in our businesses, even at work, what we do. Maybe we don't own the business; maybe it's just a project we're working on. So, I want to talk about this. It's called SWOT. SWOT. It's an analysis. It's a strategic planning technique used to identify strengths, which we need that, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats related to our business, competition, or project planning. And strengths are really important. And let's go into that, because what is our strength in our business, right? I mean, you might have something that's very unique, something that's really tangible, something that's really stands you out from the competition. The characteristics of a business or project that give an advantage over others, that's your strength. Strengths are internal factors that are within the organization's control. Examples include strong brand reputation, unique technology, loyal customer base, or efficient distribution networks. These are considered strengths. And there's others out there too, of course. But you must identify these in your business. And if you have any problems in any of these factors in your business, it's not a strength. Okay. And so you need to tighten that up. Maybe get some coaching, maybe get some mentorship, maybe get into a mastermind group on that. But it's really important to have that good brand reputation. I know sometimes people are saying, well, how do you develop a brand? You got to spend money. Okay. It's social media, it's logos, it's constantly working the brand, making sure that your team represents your company well in branding. It's really important. Unique technology. Maybe you've got some stuff. I know AI is big right now, and there's some really unique things out there, which is cool. Loyal customer base. Man, that's a big one. Yeah. You want your customers to keep coming back for more, and taking care of those customers with get some good testimonials and making sure, you know, what do they say? Under promise and over deliver. Yeah, that develops a great customer loyal base. Efficient distribution network. You've got to get the product out there. You know, I've got a friend out there in California. They've got a huge company that's really good and it's really unique, but they have a hard time getting the distribution out there for one reason or another. The supply chain gets broken or whatnot. And that hurts distribution. That hurts that customer loyal base. It all affects, each one of these relates to the next. So having a really strong, efficient distribution network and maybe a backup. Maybe if one fails, you got a backup for getting the distribution out there. And it's just not only in, goods, right? Could be services. It could be like right now we're trying to get a good distribution network for our TV show, The Accelerator. And we're trying to find one that works good, a streaming service, either a pay-to-play or something of that nature. So having good, efficient distribution networks is part of your strength. All right. The second in SWOT, the second letter is W, weakness. Characteristics that place the business or project at a disadvantage relative to others. Weaknesses are also internal factors and can include areas such as lack of patent protection, a weak brand name, poor reputation among customers, or high cost structures. These are weaknesses. Take a look at your business. Take a look at maybe you have some weaknesses in here. Maybe you've got some situations. Maybe you thought you had a good patent pending but somebody's knocking it off and copying it. Maybe it's too expensive to legally fight that, right? And that could be a problem. Maybe your brand is too weak, right? Your brand name's not strong enough. Maybe you need some work on that. Maybe some social media and digital marketing. Maybe you need to clean up your website. Maybe come up with a new logo. Maybe get some other people, get some public relations on the brand name. And that way you eliminate any poor reputation. And maybe you've had some things that somebody might be out there bad-mouthing you, man. And so you need to fix that, right? You need to make it right. And you need to go out there and eat that humble pie. Yeah. Hey, put some ice cream at it, man. Eat that humble pie, right? It's real important. Take care of your customers. It's not about your ego. Check your ego so you can cash that check. It's really important. Okay. The other thing is the high cost structures, right? Maybe your suppliers are too expensive. Maybe your vendors, you know, with this inflation lately, things have gone way up. So you've got to really control those costs. And that could be part of your weakness. If your costs are too high and you cannot pass it on to your customer because they're not going to buy, then you're not marketing competitive. It's going to drive your profits negative. And that's a weakness. All right. SWOT, the O, opportunities. We love opportunities. External chances to make greater sales or profits in the environment. Opportunities reflect the potential you can leverage to grow your business or project. Examples might include market growth, lifestyle change, technological advances, or partnerships that can be formed. Yeah, these are all opportunities. And that's not the only opportunity. There's other ones out there too. But this is important. Market growth, right? Maybe there's something going on in the market and all of a sudden everything gets expanded. Lifestyle changes. We experienced that drastically during the pandemic, right? There's a lot of opportunities. People made a lot of money during the pandemic. Technological advances with AI, as I mentioned before, or maybe you've got a whole new system on your podcast, or you've got a whole new camera situation or green screen, whatever it is. These things can be very good in technological advances. Maybe it's a new CRM that you have, right? To keep track of your inventory. I'm working with a jewelry company right now, and it's real important that they keep track of inventory and make sure they time it right. That could be a technological advance, a good way to do that. Partnerships can also be formed. Affiliated marketing. Listen, I know I work with a lot of people that deal with influencers. And yeah, and it can be really good. It can really, you know, you got somebody that's got, you know, 500,000, 2 million followers, and they want to be a partnership with you and place an ad on their grid. Awesome. That's a big possibility. Or maybe it's just getting a general contractor coming in with a government agency to get more business, right? So there's all kinds of different opportunities in there. Their external chances can make a lot more profits. Yeah. And so keep your eyes open. Keep also head to conferences, go to trade shows, go to the rotaries, be out there in the community. See what's going on with your competition. Yeah. Market growth, lifestyle changes, technological advances. That's all out there. It's opportunities. And believe me, it changes about once every 90 days, 180 days. So you must stay on top of that. That's just part of SWOT. And the third thing in SWOT are threats. That's right. Threats. External elements in the environment that could cause trouble for the business or project. There are threats, challenges, which might pose a danger to success of a business, a project, including economic downturns, increased competition, changes in regulatory landscape, or potential negative press. I've dealt with all of these, and none of them are fun, and they're all threats. And I'm just ending up with this cold. I'm getting through it in the name of Jesus. But threats are there, and everybody experiences them. You're not unique. And if you don't have any threats, you're probably not doing very much business. What I like to say, a dog does not chase parked cars, okay? So regulatory changes can happen. We're dealing with a cosmetic company, and they're bringing their cosmetic business here to the United States from Italy. Well, the FDA has just imposed all kinds of new regulations on cosmetics. Okay. So that's one thing. You got to make sure you're up to date on that. Potential negative press. Maybe somebody comes out and starts saying something about your product or your service or something like that. I've experienced that with the advent of the internet. My timing back in 1997, we had an issue with somebody said something. And at that time, if you wrote it on the internet, it was gospel. And so negative press can take effect, and that hurts your business. So you got to overcome that. Maybe you overcome it with PR. Economic downturns. We're all experiencing some of that. Interest rates have more than doubled here in the last 3 years, right? So if you're out there in real estate business or construction or new construction or new home sales or whatever, you know, that affects you. So these are threats, and you have to constantly be looking for them. Obviously, we need to pray about that. But this, you got to keep your mind focused on the prize. You got to look at what's coming up next, what's coming around the corner, what are the possibilities. These are things, as an entrepreneur, conducting a SWOT analysis involves identifying and listing the entity's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in these four areas to better understand what may help or hinder achieving objectives. You know, these analyses are often used in starting a strategic planning process. And work with your team, work with your managers, work with your employees on these. And so make sure that you take the initiative to combat and be ahead of SWOT, right? Or constantly looking at your strengths, going over your weaknesses, judging opportunities. Where are the opportunities? And where's the threats? What's something coming? Now, you don't need to be obsessed with this, but you need to be focused and make sure that you have a clear objective on this. Yeah. It's real important because, look, none of this business stuff is easy. And sometimes it goes really smooth for a long time, and then other times it doesn't. So if you're constantly going through this acronym, SWOT, and analyzing this, maybe, you know, once a month, you're taking a deep dive into it. I think that'd be good. And see exactly where you're at. Because listen, if you want to produce business, if you want to produce revenue, if you want to make sure you're profitable in the kingdom, these are things that the secular world does constantly. Yeah, so that brings me up to something else. We've got our McIntyre Business Accelerator. Yes, MBA 5. Finally, we've got May 16th, 17th, and 18th right here in Dallas. Listen, if you're a small business owner, entrepreneur, have a great idea and want to start something, but maybe you struggle to get it going, that's what we're here for. And this will be our fifth one, and it's going to be right here. We bring in our strategists, we bring in our attorneys, our accountants, we bring in social media experts, copyright experts, yeah. And we bring in, you know, our expertise, and we pour into you in this process. And it's 3 days. We even have food and some great fellowship too, but it's a networking as well. So it's really a really interesting process, and they're very successful. It helps people get defined where you want to go for the next year. And then we have 3 months of coaching after that, and which is included in the price. And if you want to pay for more after that, you're welcome to do so. And we get together once a month on that. So it's called McIntyre Business Accelerator. You can go to our website at themichaelmcintyre.com and register. And yeah, so we only have seats for 20 people, and it's coming up in May. So it's 9 weeks out. Roughly. And so if you want to get in on this, go check it out, and we will have a telephone consult with you and see if you can be accepted into that accelerator. That's where our television show ultimately came from, which was kind of cool with the Helmuts. And so, yeah, this is our fifth one, and it's exciting. And then also we have in April, I think we have the next level experience coming up. And I think it's April 19th. So go check that out too on our website if you want to. Next level experience, man. If you've been putting it off, maybe it's time. And we also have Leadership 300 for some of you alumni out there that's already been through our program. I'm trying to look and see when the dates are, but Leadership 300 is also really cool. It's a day and a half here at our humble abode. And yeah, it's about taking your what you learned at next level experience to the next level. That's right. It's really cool. And with that, you know, Stacy and I work with you on that, and you get to come in and we have a good time. And it's, yeah, let me see, Leadership 300. Oh, yeah, May 3rd and 4th. Okay. That's where it is, May 3rd and 4th. And then we have Next Level Experience is April 19th through the 21st. It's not a conference. Okay. It's 3 days. You got to commit. Each day works on the next. And yeah. And then we've got our MBA, May 16th, 17th, and 18th, McIntyre Business Accelerator. And look, what I love about MBA is it opens up your eyes to whole new beginnings. And maybe you've been doing stuff okay, you know, and that's what we want. You know, we have people come in here with $250,000 revenue, $25 million in revenue, and they want to accelerate. Maybe they just want more profit. Maybe they want to get some good legal advice. Maybe they want to see where their blind spots are in their business. And that's what we do at MBA. We've been doing this a long time. And so we'd like to pour into people, and we bring our other experts in as well. So it's really good. It's a great price. It really is. And yeah, so go check that out. And remember, listen, you know, stay alert, right? Look at those strengths. Look at those weaknesses. Look at your opportunities and look at your threats in business. It's important. It's important to stay on top of this stuff. It really is. And yeah. All right. So go check us out. Hey, if you like this podcast, go share it with somebody. Maybe you got somebody. And look, we've got a lot of people at MBA that come in, husband and wife teams. That's fine. Great. Come on in. And or if you got a business partner or two or three people in your business, great. There, we work out a deal for that as well. So go check it out. Go to themichaelmcintyre.com. Share this episode. And yeah, we want to help spread the word in the kingdom. We want people to get wealthy in the kingdom. We want them to have a great relationship. Our whole motto is John 10:10. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life abundant. And life includes our temple. Yeah, taking care of our body. Life includes our relationships with our spouse, with our children, with our pastor, with our church, with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Life includes also our finances, right? Making sure that we're taken care of financially, right? And that's really important. And yeah, so we take a holistic approach on this whole program. So go check it out and share the episode. And listen, everybody deserves your very best presentation, no matter what it is, whether it's just speaking about the gospel, whether it's speaking about your family, whether it's speaking about your business. All right. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Next Level Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share. For more resources to help you maintain your next level life, join our community at themichaelmcintyre.com.